What is Eddie? I think it was 84.
Mm-hmm. So he was going to be 9 sometime?
Yes, he'll be 9 this year.
Okay.
And Flattery. Oh gosh. I don't know what year she was born. 19. She died in 82, 3 to 4, 5 to 6. Oh, that isn't right. Quite affected by it.
I'm sure. That's fine. I don't want to pass it. Do you have grandchildren, Dr. Wren?
Yes. Judy has 3 kids. And Emery has 1. Well, 2 kids, 1 by marriage. And that's all.
So fun. It's nice. Nice family. Big family. Alright. And education history. You told me some of the schools that you went to. I'd like to list them. What was the name of the first school you went to in Bluefield? Do you remember?
Bluefield Institute. Mm-hmm.
And that was in Bluefield, West Virginia?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then?
Second Ward High School. Mm-hmm.
What year did you graduate, Second Ward?
1930.
Okay. And then
Johnson C. Smith, 1934. B.S.
Mm-hmm.
University of Michigan, M.S., 1936.
Mm-hmm.
Meharry Medical College, Doctor of Science, Johnson C. Smith, I forget the date, 1980. I think it was 80.
I have a way to go to catch up. And which of your awards and honors and offices would you like me to list for the record? You've mentioned fellowships that you received.
Yes. I think the one that I really felt good about was Alpha, Omega Alpha, AOA, which is a medical fraternity. Sigma Pi Phi. Ooh.
And the Alpha Omega Alpha, is that a fraternity?
Honorary.
Like an honorary one? Mm-hmm. And for religion, you are Presbyterian?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And attended. Is it First Presbyterian Church? What is the name of it?
Memorial.
Memorial, thank you, I'm sorry. And you've been a member there for over 60 years, I think you're
yes.
telling me.
Uh-huh,
okay. And are there any other activities or hobbies or things like that that you would like me to list for the record? Or a phrase or a quote? Sometimes people, there's a quote or like a Bible verse or anything like that that they want to be known
uh-huh.
by.
Well, golf.
Golf, mm-hmm.
Duplicate bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And in college, I participated in football and tennis.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, I've only dealt with golf and bridge.
Well, you did go to medical school after all.
Oh, yes.
I understand golf to be a doctor's game. That's what they tell me anyway.
Yes, that's true.
And is there any comment that you want me to write down here? Phrase or anything?
Okay.
And I have to get your permission. Written permission for the tape to go into the archive. I'll show you our interview agreement. As I said, we're creating a source base, really, for the study of African American history in the Jim Crow period. And so I'll show you the agreement there. The tape will go, and the transcript will go into the archives at Duke University, and then a copy will come back to the Charlotte area. We don't know where yet. It could be Johnson C. Smith. It could be the Public Library. It could be UNC Charlotte. We don't. That hasn't been determined yet. But so that it can be used for research.
Behind the veil.
You would sign on the left, and I'll sign on the